I went 3 days without doing it.
No, not November.
Doing what?
That was tough.
Oh. Are you preparing for November by going 3 days in October?
I failed already. No, I'm kidding.
In November?
We just started, right? Yeah, it's the first.
Yeah, I'm pure. I'm like Kanye West, you know? No premarital doing it.
Yeah,
that's,
right.
That's what the church said.
I want to kick a scenario towards you guys.
You want to kick a scenario?
Yeah.
What are you rapping to us? Like we're
no, I'm gonna set a scene because I
1990s PSA.
I saw this online. I want to know what you guys think.
Is this your stand up bit?
No, it's not.
Can't
so,
grow, Teddy.
That's coming end of the episode.
You can't make it.
No, it might. It's gonna be at the end, middle. You just gotta listen.
No, it's gonna be at the end.
Yeah,
we're gonna do time codes.
Well, then what's the point? teasing it then?
What's your scenario?
All right. You're going overseas, right? You're going, like, London, some shit, wherever you're going.
Yep.
Your plane goes down.
Oh, man.
Four survivors.
Got dark.
Four survivors.
Yeah.
And you're one of the four, so it's three others. You manage to get into, like, one, like you three get on, like, with the lifeboat, like, the inflatable, watercraft thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's...
I'm eating all of them.
Yeah, so that's part of the question. So, you got...
We'll get to that.
You got, like, a 12-year-old boy who's, you know, he's healthy. You know, he's not, like, a shriveled up... You know.
Okay.
He's got some meat on him.
Yeah, he's got meat on him. You got a 40-year-old athletic build woman
okay,
and a 40-year-old male.
Okay.
What's his build?
He's athletic, too.
Okay. So you have two athletic freaks.
Yes, and yourself.
Okay.
Are they a family?
They're not a family, no.
Okay.
So...
You kind of messed up to eat the
kid. Sounds like a wacky family.
Now,
yeah.
The question is, how do you go about getting you three, because it's going to be 3-on-1, to eat the other person? And who do you eat first? And what's your order? Because I thought of this. I've been thinking this all day today. So I got my whole scenario.
You have to eat somebody?
Yes.
They'll probably eat me because the two athletic people are stronger than me. And they'll be like, they're not going to eat the kid. So I'm fucked in this scenario.
Yeah, but how would you?
You got to manipulate.
You got to convince. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
I'm thinking you wait till the guy falls asleep. You know, there can't be two alpha males on there.
Yeah, it's the first.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't have two alphas. Never works.
So I'm thinking like you do like the fork and knives thing when he falls asleep. You know, you can't make too much noise either. You don't want to wake him up. So, you know, you do like this. Like,
yeah, you wait till he falls asleep. That's the thing. It's whichever adult male falls asleep first is going to win. Hmm. Don't sleep on the athletic female.
Teddy
though.
Will be fucked. He's,
well,
Teddy will knock out 10 minutes
people,
in.
Yeah.
People, I can trust you guys, right?
You're fucking chow down. Yeah,
I'm knocking out.
Wakes up,
wake
no
up
leg.
There nibbling.
Now, my order would be.
His leg's gone. It's like, you guys save me a piece?
Well, it's good luck.
My order would be the guy. Because, like I said, you take the alpha out, and the kid's not going to eat a lot, so his portion size is small, and the lady, too. So that guy can last you at least a week, 2 weeks.
Can we record a podcast? Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Nerd Soup Podcast. I am Bo Oliver, joined today by... You're really frustrated
about
this. Aaron, the Nerd Soup Monkey, and Teddy. And we are here back with another episode talking about the world of movies and TV and the internet. A lot of stuff going on.
Where can we hear this podcast?
iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify at the Nerd Soup Podcast, Nerd Soup for You on Twitter.
Is that you checking them or are you just letting them know?
No, it's somebody nice
actually
little...
somebody took the Nerd Soup handle. Some girl had it for years and I just never messaged her, but now somebody else took it, but they made a parody Nerd Soup account. It's no context Nerd Soup. They took the Nerd Soup handle.
Is it funny? I haven't.
They've only tweeted like one thing.
Well, so what's our move
step
now?
Step it up. If you want to keep the handle, you got to get some good quality tweets out there.
So what's our move?
Sue them? No, I don't know.
Politely
ask them?
No,
like, hey,
they can keep it if they.
We should just trade handles.
No, they got to make... They
don't,
keep,
no, don't act like they can earn
you
the gotta handle.
You got to incentivize them to make a quality fan account.
Well, no.
I don't want no scrub fan account.
Well, that's right? Is it a fan account or are they trying to, you know, hack Nerd Soup?
No, it's a fan account.
Okay.
They're not. See, you're always projecting what you're trying to do onto other people. That's the first thing your mind goes to.
We got a lot of topics today, and we had Teddy stand up at the end. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I was telling Bo, I'm excited. I'm pretty pumped up for this. I got a good bit coming.
If you don't know, Teddy lost the bet a few podcasts ago, and now he has to do 3 minutes of stand up comedy.
I tried opting out.
I can't fucking wait for this. Is gonna be. I had to sing. Freddie Mercury, Queen, so...
You guys have to promise, though, that you won't just sit there like dicks.
No, if it's funny,
no, if it's
I'll
funny.
Laugh. I'll be interactive.
I'm a pity laugher.
Okay.
So I might give you a couple pity right. yucks at
I'll
the beginning.
That.
We have a bunch of D&D stuff, Star Wars stuff, and yeah, I think it's a good show. Should
Very good
be.
Show.
Packed out.
Packed out.
Yeah, send us your questions at nerdsuit4u@gmail.com. Oh, forgot to ask for fan questions. I'll probably do that now. But yeah, we'll bring in the first story. D&D, Star Wars, done. It's not happening. They've been fired. Well, get out of here.
I like this news today.
The Force is not with you.
Are these guys hacks?
No.
Are they hacks?
Well, I mean, if you look on the internet.
Well, I was going to say, I like all these stories. They all kind of intertwine, which is nice. Easy transitions. Yep. So yeah, that happened. That was a weird couple days because they lost the Star Wars trilogy. Then Blood Moon was canceled, and then another prequel was announced. I was like, well, that's like all in like a day. Yeah. D&D happened late at night, and that kept me up for like another 3 hours.
That late night D&D?
Yeah.
I've had a couple of those, yeah.
So yeah, that happened. They lost. They get fired. Did they quit? They said they were busy. They had the Netflix deal worth $150 million, so I'm sure they're okay with they're doing that. I don't know. It's a lot.
That's a
cop guess
out.
It's I actually
a cop out excuse. Yeah.
Yeah. They probably. I mean.
Well, that's the thing. We
Disney
sat on the internet.
Lucasfilm has been not too great with directors recently. They've made a lot of switches. So.
Yeah, they've been firing people left and right. This time they got the 2-for-1. Well, they've done that before, Lord and Miller.
And then they made Spider-Verse. So.
Right. That's the thing. Maybe this is good for their Netflix deal. Whatever they're about to make on Netflix is about to bang. But. Are they hacks? I mean, according to the internet, they are.
I don't like that. I said on Twitter, like, I kind of wanted to see what they would have made because...
With their Star Wars movies.
Yeah, it's a lot because obviously Season 8, disappointing. We all felt that. I think we all felt that way, even though I think me and Bo kind of defended it to an extent where we didn't think it was as bad as a lot of people made it out to be. Not like the 0 out of 10, 1 out of 10. We acknowledge their faults, but you got to remember, these guys did create the most popular television show, most awarded television show of all time. And that's not on accident, even though they kind of said in that interview, did you see that whole Q&A where they said they kind of like stumbled into it?
And if people love Season 8, they would have taken that interview and praised it. They would have said, look how brilliant these guys were. They had no experience.
But they still made...
such a chance experience.
They still made 5 perfect seasons.
But they act like they only made 1 perfect season. They went 4-for-4 to begin with. And overall, they went 5-for-8, which is...
5 was disappointing. 6 was great. 7...
But 5's not that bad either.
Remember when people got put on too big of a scale.
Remember when people yelled at us for not liking some mass episodes of Season 7? Beyond the Wall.
Oh, yeah. Season 7 was such a simpler
time. And then people hated us for liking some aspects of Season 8. It's funny how things work. And then I know the argument against that is like, well, once they ran out of source material, they sucked.
Can you stop playing with things?
Yeah,
both
know,
of you.
Stop.
Just,
I haven't played with
anything ridiculous. No, but I know you're gearing up.
And I know
your options.
And a lot of stuff on the table right
like
now.
Plastic bags, prescription medication.
And the argument, like I said, was...
don't joke around about that.
No.
I think my point...
You've been making a point for like 20 minutes now.
Because I have a lot of fucking things to say, Ted.
I'm bored by your point. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, the argument is that they sucked once they ran out of source material. Which,
right. I've heard that before.
Which to an extent is true. Season 6, they didn't really have much source material either. But people don't understand. It's very hard to adapt. There's been tons and tons of failed adaptations. So you can't discredit them for creating seasons 1-4 because they had source material. Everybody has source material.
Yeah, I think it's way more complex than people are making. And these guys, people are just going to hate them for the rest of eternity because they botched the finale. They botched the ending. And a bad ending, you don't remember the beginning. You don't remember first impressions. Yeah, it's a big botched job.
Yep.
And hey, they got praised and critically acclaimed and they got showered with awards when the show was good. So if the show becomes mediocre, then that's what you expect. That's the name of the game. That's what you sign up for.
They set the standard so high.
But yeah, but he made the point. It's like they're going to be fine. They just signed a $150 million Netflix deal. So the internet can hate them all they want. I mean, it's got to affect them to some extent, but they're doing fine. And I think people are just way too harsh on them. Season 8 is actually, I've come around on Season 8 being bad, but the first 3 episodes are still really good. The final 3 are just a mess.
Well, I think we explained all that. They definitely rushed it. And
yeah.
I think the irony is they rushed it for a perceived Star Wars trilogy that they're not going to do anymore.
Right.
I wonder who's like upset and happy. Like, I feel like the Game of Thrones fans are upset because they hate them so much that they want them to fail at Star Wars now. And now they can't see them fail. But now the Star Wars fanatics are upset because they wanted to see the Game of Thrones directors or coming to Star Wars now, maybe they make it better.
Yeah, I think that's some of it. And also, it looks like there's a lot of crossover between the fan bases. So people are kind of just happy that they're not doing Star Wars because they thought they were going to mess it up, which is weird. But now people are defending Rian Johnson. Let's not forget what Rian Johnson went through. I think Rian Johnson, I don't know if he had it worse, but it was almost just as bad. the backlash that he got for The Last Jedi.
But
that
he
D&D
had the critical approval, critics
yes.
approval. So he kind of...
And he's also got Knives Out now, which has yeah. kind of softened it. Because now everybody's saying, oh, give that trilogy to Rian Johnson.
Kind of understand.
But a year ago, it was Rian Johnson's trilogy. It's never happening because
he destroyed Star Wars.
Yeah. Leaving the Star Wars fan base, leaving the Game of Thrones fan base for Star Wars is like kicking crack for heroin. So for D&D, it's like, let's just take a step back, do our Netflix stuff. I would have liked to have seen their Star Wars because I thought it was going to be medieval Star Wars. Yeah. But
I kind of understand it to an extent. Like, what are they never allowed to work again? Because they messed up to season 8. And like the fanatic in me kind of understands that because let's say someone leaves the Yankees or the Jets. I'll be like, fuck them. I don't want you to succeed anywhere else. But like the realistic, it's like...
The narrative is different, though.
They deserve to have another chance. Maybe that shouldn't be with Star Wars because it is a big property. Maybe they can sit back and make their Netflix things. And then people will have more of an open mind. Be like, all right, they kind of stepped back away. They made it different. They're not jumping into a massive thing that's already having a kind of... I don't want to say their own troubles, but troubles within the fan base. It's a very... split fan base right now, Star Wars. So that's just another, I guess, not ideal situation. They probably were like, maybe let's just do our Netflix deal and we can kind of disappear for a couple years. And then when people watch these shows, like, oh, the Game of Thrones guys made this. This is pretty good.
Yeah, that's the thing. Their names aren't
going to
be...
Or if it sucks because they made Gemini Man. I think Dan wrote
on
Gemini.
He was one of the writers? Yeah. Wow, coming off of Wolverine Origins.
So.
Going back to the interview for a second, everybody was criticizing them for being inexperienced when HBO gave them the job of showrunning Game of Thrones. That happens all the time in television, specifically with HBO. HBO is known to be reckless with their pitch meetings. Vince Gilligan pitched Breaking Bad to HBO, and he said the executive seemed so disinterested that they didn't even care.
How can you criticize?
And first of all, HBO doesn't only make critically acclaimed shows. They've made a lot of bad shows before. So I think they said, yeah, let's give this fantasy whatever a shot. And if it's good, it's good.
But how do you criticize?
I never realized that either. Like people give Netflix flack for putting out so much bad shit when HBO, I guess, is putting out just as much.
Yeah, no, they've. I mean,
They
hit more because I think. I mean, the amount of content that Netflix releases is just staggering. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But for HBO, they do hit more, but they've had some misses, and they got the seal of approval from George R. R. Martin, and they did a hell of. I think with Game of Thrones, it's going to be the classic case of. They bit off more than they can chew. They didn't realize what they had with Game of Thrones, how much bigger it was going to get by the end. And by the time you're filming season 4 and 5, it's like, holy shit, this is massive. There's no end in sight because it's not even written yet. How do we do this?
Well,
and it got overwhelming for them.
Well, I was going to say, like, how do people criticize them for saying they had no idea what they were doing? It obviously worked out very well.
Yeah.
Because the first, even 5 disappointing and 7 disappointing were still better than a lot of things on TV. And I, in my opinion, so was season 8, but I know that's not like the consensus, I would say. But, and a lot of people, like, I guess, criticizing that aspect of it probably wouldn't even know what Game of Thrones were if it wasn't for these two.
Yeah, they brought us into the world.
Who knows if this would have got picked up without them or if anybody else would have been able to do as good a job adapting the first 4 seasons.
George always
said better
it
off not knowing, going in blind.
Yeah, well, right, someone said, I hope the Game of Thrones prequel is set 10 years ago, and they tell me not to get invested in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like, just leave this alone, buddy. Like I said, George thought that they knew enough when he sat down with them at that famous lunch that they had before production started. When he asked them all the questions, he quizzed them. They were in love with the books.
They had earpieces.
That's like some shit I would do.
Super nerds in the van.
Yeah. According to the internet, it was like,
what's R plus L equals J? What's the answer? What's the answer? We're seeing here in our Thor forums say, Jon Snow.
Yeah. It's the ultimate cheat job, and then all of a sudden, there they are, top of the world. But that's how it goes, right? Cheat on a test, people think you're a genius. Did you guys watch Dolemite is My Name?
No, I've been meaning to see
it. It's amazing.
I saw it on Netflix.
I've been getting...
Oh, I looked at it, I was like, is that Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, Dolemite's actually got kind of that type of storyline where he ends up stealing a bunch of jokes. This is very early in the movie. He steals a bunch of jokes from local bums. And then he uses that in his stand-up, and it's a big hit.
That's what Teddy did.
You stole your jokes from a bunch of New York City bums?
You know what it is yet.
I'm happy, actually, with movies. This whole year, I've been, like, depressed. Like,
yeah, but now it's getting good
I'm
again.
I'm like, do I even like movies anymore?
I was wondering the same.
But now Lighthouse was fucking awesome. Jojo Rabbit. Going to see Parasite today, actually. So things are looking up for me.
Ted, are you excited for Parasite?
Seeing it tomorrow, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actually,
you can.
Yeah. Oh, right. You're hyping it up a lot right now, so.
Well, so is the world.
Yeah. I watched, I read a bunch of reviews saying it's like the high, like the most highly recommended movie right now.
Yeah, so let's move on to
what?
I don't know. I didn't know what to say to that. Yeah.
What would you like to see them do now with Star Wars? Because Rian Johnson saw his trilogy, but I think his was slated later than, I think D&D's are the next one up. So they switch that, or maybe Kevin Feige gets their slot.
I don't know. I just want to see what they do. I want to see how The Rise of Skywalker ends before we move on to any Star Wars stories. I need this ending first.
Yeah.
We're always looking ahead in Hollywood and also in sports. It's always like, where can this player go next year instead of enjoying what they're doing now? So let's wait for Rise of Skywalker. Star Wars is always changing. It's become like DC, which is kind of unfortunate. Kathleen Kennedy, you know, a legend in filmmaking, but I don't know. She's been a little hit or miss with Star Wars.
I'm excited for Mandalorian. It makes me, like, seeing the D&D thing go sour is making me more excited for Mandalorian.
Yeah, I totally forgot that was coming up, right?
It's such a, after watching the trailer, it's such a fresh take on Star Wars in general.
It does look fucking clean, man.
Yeah, it looks like a movie.
It does. I think movie budget has to be. Disney Plus, I mean, they're going all out for these series. They're getting $150 million budgets, which is ridiculous. I think they're just saying, oh, I guess we'll probably make this back, hopefully.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, I think so. There's so much hype around that streaming service.
Yeah, and the next story is also Game of Thrones related. Blood Moon, The Long Night, the Game of Thrones prequel, canceled. It's done. They pulled the plug after a year of filming and post-production.
That whole day was fucking, that was a up and down. Because that got canceled. I'm like, oh, yep, Nerd Soup's over.
Yeah, that was almost a great day.
Well, yeah.
And then they were like, House of the Dragon, new prequel. I was like, God damn it.
You gotta wait again.
Just want to do video essays on indies.
I think this one had the best chance to help season 8 because it could have gave they could have gave us so much more with the Night King, which I gotta think that the Night King was the biggest disappointment of season 8.
Well, apparently, so, the production was awful. The post, it was just a mess. This prequel, which is a shame. I kind of wanted to see Naomi Watts in the Game of Thrones universe, and
you hate to see it, but are you happy though? Because if it was that bad,
yeah, I mean, if all the rumors are true,
everything said the screenplay was supposed to be very clean. I guess it's just wasn't meant to be. I don't know what happened there. I'm sure we'll get that more insight as time goes on. But
can someone just release it? But now that they pulled back from it, it's it wasn't meant to go out. But someone sneaks it out.
No, we'll probably see it. We're never going to see that.
Was the pilot
the Long Night cut?
You know what I mean? You can't take it as the prequel.
Yeah,
because they never released it.
No, yeah, that would be cool to see it. Kind of, they said that they were pretty far in post-production. They were having problems there, too. But like you said, the Night King, the White Walkers are probably the biggest disappointment in Season 8 because they have their big moment in that third episode, which I still think is a very good episode. But they're just walking around casually, just kind of prancing. Ooh, what's that? Is Bran in the garden? Okay, let's go get Bran. They're not doing anything cool. The coolest White Walker moments, Hard Home, and then when we see them in that very first episode and everything else, they just suck. And I love the Long Burn. But it ended up being so underwhelming. So I don't want to see the origins of these people that just got beaten in one episode, set them up as a big bad, and then they sucked. So no. That's doing a documentary now on Greg Oden. He had potential. I don't want to see the Greg Oden upbringing.
That's very accurate.
Yeah, the Night King got bad knees, and he never reached his potential.
Blew his knee out in the combine.
Yeah, great potential.
Yeah.
Great body, athletic.
Greg Oden.
I think this prequel they're doing is more appealing, though, for regular, for just fans in general. Targaryen, you got the name recognition right there. Oh, Targaryens, I know them. Dragons?
That's all you heard. That's
they
should have
just
about
named it
Game of
Sex, Dragons, Death.
Incest, Dragons,
just
and Death.
Just get right to it, yeah. It's remember this stuff? You guys like this stuff.
It's still conflicting reports, though, because when they first announced this, too, they said it was going to be 300 years before the current timeline, which is Aegon's conquest around then, and it's going to span fire and blood, I guess. But now they're saying, I read that it's going to be just the Dance of the Dragons.
I hope not.
Why? That's a fucking great...
Yeah, but it's one of those stories where we know the ending.
We pretty much know all the endings.
Yeah, but that's why if you would have done Old Valyria, it just ends with the natural disaster, but we don't know how it would end on a personal level for these characters. With this, it's, I guess with Game of Thrones, they weren't finished, and we've seen that before where books are adapted and you know the ending of the book. So,
well, I think it's something where
Aegon's conquest would be the epic.
Yeah.
I think that's why I would almost prefer that.
Well,
Henry Cavill as Aegon?
No.
Well, you want Alexander Skarsgård, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the Witcher trailer, that was a good trailer.
That was clean.
What is clean the theme of the show tonight?
Yeah, clean. That was a nice trailer, man.
That was a good trailer.
Well, I still think
he looks so sick.
Yeah. My idea, which I think they might actually do, is if they just do an anthology and they just do
of Fire and Blood.
Fire and Blood. Every season's a different moment in Targaryen time. So you could do Aegon's Conquest. You could do the Dance of the Dragons. You could do the Blackfyre Rebellion. You could do Robert's Rebellion.
But a 5-season miniseries.
Yeah,
that
on.
You could do forever. Because if you're getting new actors each season,
you can get
you don't have to worry about people getting
too,
older.
Because
yeah,
you see these top level actors, Mahershala Ali, Amy Adams, doing these one season.
You tell me, yeah, Game of Thrones
television shows.
Steve Buscemi started that. Sopranos.
I mean, he wasn't winning Oscars.
It's a shame, really.
Steve's a man.
Really missed out on that
one. Buscemi.
But they can get A-list level talent, so they can 6-7 seasons of this. They're probably
Give me like a Tom Hiddleston as a
Rhaegar.
Was George R. Martin attached to The Long Night?
He was, yeah, well, yeah, and he wrote on Not a Blog. Yeah, yeah, The Long Night. Yeah, he wrote that, you know, it's unfortunate, and he, you know, heaped the praise on the showrunners and the writers, and he was like, hey, I've been there before. He tried to do a live-action Beauty and the Beast, and apparently it was going to be really dark and fucked up.
And I'd rather that.
On CBS. They were like...
CBS?
I think it was probably like right after Twin Peaks. They were like, we can't do this again. No, that's ABC, was Twin Peaks. But yeah, network television almost got weird back in the 80s with George R. R. Martin.
Well, he's going to be involved with this, but he said he's not going to be fully involved until he finishes Winds of Winter.
Oh, so. God. He's not even allowed to mention that book anymore.
He is.
Unless you have a date.
Just more distractions.
Yeah, just don't mention it. I don't want to hear about it.
I really wonder why
he gets a fucking pass.
Yeah,
he's lucky D&D missed the landing on season 8. Because everyone's hating on D&D instead of being like, wait, not really like, when are you going to finish your shit? Because part of the problem is, all right, D&D are great at adapting, and then they didn't have anything to adapt. Whose fault is that, George?
Yeah. George R. Martin's in the comments starting it all.
The most detailed, intricate story probably ever written. And then they're like, why didn't you end it properly? Why didn't you take years? Like, he's taken 8 years. This is not even the final book. This isn't even the ending. This is before the ending, and it's taking him 8 years. It's not even the ending.
I forgot about A Dream of Spring.
Yeah, there's supposed to be another book after this one. We're all going to read this book in like 3 days.
And Fire and Blood Part 2, and another tale of Duncan Egg.
He does. He gets a pass. It's unbelievable. He Littlefingered D&D. He knew. He was like, I'm never going to finish this. I'm going to push it on them. They're all going to hate it. Then I'm going to be looked at as the hero. If I don't finish it, it's like, oh, we never got the ending. And if I do, it's like, oh, thank you. You saved the franchise.
Yeah.
So he wins either way.
I can't wait for everything. Because I think we're both in agreement. And I think they've even said that. The ending's going to be the same. Bran's going to be king.
No. Yeah.
And most Daenerys is going to go mad. I mean, those are just two
those
big.
Those are the two big things.
Yeah, that's going to happen. But obviously in the book, it's going to be more of a slower burn, and I think it'll make more sense, and it'll be an easier transition to Daenerys' madness and Bran being king, where that makes sense within the scope of the book. But if it comes out and it's like, yep, no, Jon's king now.
Imagine he
goes
that.
The complete opposite. Yeah, I had no idea they're going to do that.
Daenerys died fighting the White Walkers.
George has been on record saying he would never do that.
I know.
So... that would be funny if he did, though.
He's shredding right now, though. No, it'll copies be, he made already.
Yeah.
It'll be a cleaner transition, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Well, because even going back and watching season 8, which I did on a plane, when she's like, don't tell Sansa, it's going to ruin us, and he tells Sansa, and she's like, that's it, I have to go crazy now. It's just so poorly written. They made the world so small, and that's the biggest problem with the, you know, we've all said it before, it's rushed. And we don't know what's going to happen with young Griffin Aegon, but
that's
for the House of the Dragon. Dragons? I like dragons. If they're going to get that, that's a thing, too. The Long Night was supposed to have season 8 budget right off the bat. They were supposed to have a big budget, so HBO's probably like,
this
fuck.
Has to have a big budget.
Yeah, you guys fucked us.
Well, because they're going to have dragons. Like, you can't just have a baby dragon and kind of just...
No.
You're going to have massive fucking dragons.
They need to be Drogon size day one.
Well, I think you can, like, slow burn it a little bit. You can do a little, if they're going to do the Dance of the Dragons.
Depends how long it is, though, too.
Yeah, but if they want to do the Dance of the Dragons, maybe if it's 2 seasons to do that episode, that story arc, you can do like half a season 1 build-up where, I'm not going to spoil the story because even though it is out there, but just like a little background, it's pretty much, I think it's Viserys, King Viserys, he doesn't have any sons, so he raises his daughter to be basically his heir, and then he marries Alison Hightower and has a son, Aegon, and they're like, oh. What do we do now?
And Starks would be in that, right?
Yeah. Like, fuck, we got to fight now. We got
to
kill.
Did something happen to
Aegon? Decimate half the country because of our family problems.
Did something happen to Aegon to make him want to go crazy? Or was he, like, you know, like Daenerys had
everything
building up? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole.
Like, he's just a sicko?
Yeah, we'll get into that. Never. But, yeah, no, there's a lot going into that.
So that's all, like, you can do that build up, and then the story really doesn't take place until after, like, once that happens. So the story starts, they split up, and then that's, like, the actual Dance of the Dragons. Then you could do a season and a half of fucking brutal Civil War.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what they do, but, yeah, apparently it's going to be on HBO Max, their streaming service that they've announced, coming out in May.
I'm sick of this.
It's going to be on regular HBO, too.
I'm getting anxiety now.
Right. From all the streaming services?
Yeah, there's so much to watch. Like, I still haven't watched Watchmen yet.
It is annoying. Why can't everything be on one network?
Jack Ryan's coming out.
Imagine,
on Netflix.
Imagine a system like, where you get like a little, maybe like a
Disney
box.
Plus is coming out.
You get like a little box, you put it like on your, connected to your TV,
like a Roku,
and it has all of it. No, but you only pay for one price, and then it comes with like HBO
and like $200 a month.
NBC,
right? Yeah. I'd honestly rather that.
Yeah, HBO.
I'd rather have the one payment than have
it's
the
still
other
cheaper
payments coming out.
First of all, you don't need all of these. Streaming
it's not
services.
Cheap.
That's
right.
The thing.
Internet was what, $50 a month, right?
Yes. Yeah, but the internet, you're not just getting shows. You're getting
Netflix
the internet.
15, HBO
First,
Max.
Whoa.
15.
You can't factor in internet.
I got it right here.
Yes, you can.
You're getting so
my
much,
cable bill has internet.
What are you getting with internet though? When you just have cable,
I got it right here.
With cable, you're only getting TV. With internet, you're getting the entire world of the internet.
Ready?
Why are you so get off my lawn with cable?
Internet's
and streaming?
$50.
Wait.
And then streaming $15.
HBO
Netflix.
HBO Max is $15.
No,
Netflix is 13, 80. Hulu is 12, Prime is 9.
He's still not even at 100.
Disney,
who's
Disney
getting
Plus
all of
is
these?
7, and Apple
wait,
TV
wait,
is 5.
Wait. Do you even pay for your Netflix?
No.
Yeah, hey, so I pay for Netflix,
nobody,
I pay for Hulu.
Nobody pays for any of the streaming services, I've been led to believe. You don't need all of them. Nobody has all of them. You need the big three. Nice,
how do you watch
nice
sports?
Netflix. Go to a bar. Nobody watches
you need to have,
sports anymore.
You
need watch
to have
highlights.
HBO, Netflix, Hulu, and Prime, and Disney. And Quibi when it comes. All right,
we've got the 13 essential streaming services that you need, but that's when you draw the line.
I know South Park got a bag. South Park got like $500 million for HBO Max,
and they got Friends.
Really?
Yeah.
And they have Friends HBO Max.
Yeah.
Did they get any other big
Lord of the Rings?
Okay.
Exclusive rights to that. Which does that mean I can't like turn on USA and watch
True
Lord of the Rings
TV
every Sunday? That sucks.
Probably not.
There's so much. There's so much in HBO Max. It's not a bad streaming service.
All
to have.
One,
that's
all
the thing. You two defend commercials too. That's where your argument dies.
I don't defend commercials. I'm
good
just saying,
commercial.
Once, you know.
Yeah, that's what you said a couple months ago. I like a good commercial.
Some good ones out there. You know, Gordon Ramsay. It's like, use the cocktail stick. That's a funny one. What about the little Charmin bear? It's like, yeah, I'm Charmin clean.
Can you? I knew you were gonna grab the plastic bags. I said plastic bags are the prescription medicine.
What about that the
you know what's a good commercial? The Doritos commercial with the time machine.
Yeah, that's funny.
The Cheetos commercials with Chester Cheeto.
Is that his name? Chester Cheeto?
Being cheesy.
I thought his name was Crash. No, that's Crash Bandicoot. I feel like they're related.
What else is there?
Boudica. That's the mascot that follows Crash.
I had another in defense
right,
of Cable.
Right, yeah. His little buddy.
Yeah, did you ever play Crash?
Yeah, of course. Naughty Dog.
I don't know. Cable's good, though.
Well, apparently they're going to have a Green Lantern series on this HBO Max. And it's going to have a movie budget, if I read this correctly.
Well, I saw they said that it's going to be Green Lantern inspired. Like, it might not even be a Green Lantern TV show.
Well, there are like 17 different Green Lanterns.
Oh.
Yeah, they're just...
I think there's more than that.
No, but that, like, main ones.
Yeah.
That we've actually followed.
I know.
So...
And isn't the same guy that wrote the first one?
Brett Gardner, Kyle Rayner.
He did some of the... The guy who's doing this, he was involved in the first Green Lantern and a lot of the CW stuff.
Yeah, the Arrow, was that the Arrowverse?
The Arrowverse, yeah. So.
Well, don't judge him.
No, I'm not. You know?
He came back. Yeah,
someone tweeted,
back.
Someone actually said when the whole D&D is going, the whole thing was going on, it's like, yeah, Todd Phillips made Hangover 3.
Right, exactly.
And then he just made the Joker, so.
Well, I had also read a report that HBO wanted, like, J.J. Abrams to produce 10 movies based on DC Comics, specifically for the streaming service. It's kind of like what Amazon is doing with Lord of the Rings and what Disney is doing with Star Wars and their Marvel shows is movie-quality content on these streaming services.
That's good.
With
I
these
mean,
giant budgets.
Green Lantern, you kind of have to have a good budget because it can look very cheap.
Like it did in the movie.
Yeah. Because his whole concept is he can just make conjure fucking shit. I don't even know how. Like Green Lantern. I don't know. I don't even know. How do you call it? He makes things with his mind and concentration. So he can like make a fucking train and it can hit you.
And they said the 2011 movie, they were like, we didn't know what to do with his power. Like, we didn't know what to create. So imagine how hard it is for the actual Green Lantern.
Well,
these guys
Green
had
Lantern,
months
though.
To sit down and think of things that he could muster in his mind.
It's a weird power.
I think you just keep... I think you just don't touch Green Lantern and leave it to the animated series with Justice League. Just,
you know what's funny? The director of Green Lantern 2011 was the same guy who directed Casino Royale. So...
Really?
That's a weird little 5-year jump. Go from the greatest James Bond movie to the worst superhero movie in 5 years.
That's a bad go at it.
maybe next time. But yeah, let's move on here to, we have a couple trailers, The Mandalorian and The Witcher. What do you guys think about these trailers? Two new fantasy shows coming up over the next couple of months. Start with The Mandalorian. Thoughts?
Yeah, we touched on it before, but this show looks awesome.
It does.
It feels like...
It doesn't feel
it
like
feels,
Star Wars.
No, it does feel like Star Wars. Very
no, I
much
feel like
so.
It's opposite. Like, it's such a different take on the Star Wars universe.
That's the balance. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, or it does.
I feel like it kind of has the same aesthetic as, like, Rogue One, which I think Rogue One had the closest feel to the original trilogy.
Right.
So, I very much like where this is going. I think it has the potential to be very intriguing, action-packed, and you have Taika Waititi's influence, too, in one of the episodes. So there can be some comedic moments. I'm just excited for it. I hope...
Yeah, he's directing an episode, right?
Yeah, and he's in it. He's one of the droids, so, or one of the bounty hunters. So I'm very excited to see how this all plays out. I think Pedro Pascal is going to kill it as the lead. So I really don't know anything else besides that. I don't know what the story is going to be, or I'm kind of going into it blind, really. Or the trailer set it up to be kind of mysterious of what actually is going to happen. So
this is after Return of the Jedi, right?
Yes.
This is between 6 and 7?
Yes.
Interesting.
We really don't have a lot in that game.
Well, not much explaining they'll do.
You think this ties into The Rise of Skywalker?
No.
Maybe.
That'd be dope.
Maybe the Emperor.
Imagine Pedro Pascal makes an appearance in Rise of Skywalker.
Ooh, it's like old man Pedro.
There'll probably be some hints on like how the First Order kind of took over or got into power. Or did what they did after
I'm so
the
curious
Empire died.
As to how they're going to use the Emperor in Rise of Skywalker. I feel like that could
that could be catastrophic. Man.
Yeah,
that's such a
perfect word.
Wide
for
variety.
It.
Like that's so out of left field.
J.J. Abrams has a tall
I'm
task.
Fucking back, bitches.
Just making early 2000s references. Dude, where's my Death Star? It blew up.
I still have all the references. I've been away for a while. I still have the old references.
Yeah. It's like, how's Bush doing? I don't know.
It makes me think, though, that they have a good idea what they want to do with it. Because you don't do something as drastic as that if you don't have a good idea.
My biggest fear with that movie is that JJ is just trying to make two movies in one. Because he didn't get episode 8, but he had an idea of where he wanted to go. And Ryan Johnson was like, we ain't going that way.
I think that's the biggest criticism. And I like The Force Awakens. The Last Jedi, I think it's okay. I get stuck with like defending things that I don't necessarily love. Like D&D Season 8 and Last Jedi.
Because the internet, they're just so...
Because because they're always under constant criticism, and some of the criticisms are way overblown. It's like, all right, it's not great, but it's not that bad. Can we kind of just, you know?
It's like it's all these people think about. Yeah. It's like, don't you move on and enjoy other stuff? I don't spend every day just, you know, it doesn't just pop into my head, damn, season 8 sucked. No, I'm excited to go watch Parasite, or I'm excited to go watch The Lighthouse, or Watchmen. Or any other show. And like we just said, there's so many fucking shows out there. So many good shows that you can explore. They just can't... I mean, obviously, it's the most popular show ever, so... Yeah. Comes with the territory.
How was Watchmen, anyway?
Watchmen's been really good so far. It's not been very faithful to the comic. I hate it, but...
Two episodes in, right?
Episode 1, I thought, was much better. The first scene of episode 1 is one of the best scenes of 2019. It was so good. Episode 2, I think... wasn't as good as episode 1. I wasn't as interested in where the story was going, but there's a mystery here. And they name-dropped Dr. M, so...
They dick-drop him?
They did. Well, you have to watch.
So should I be happy that I don't read the comics?
No.
No, he was that's like the... what everyone's saying.
Oh, no, that's a big criticism. Everybody's mad because Watchmen's gotten really political.
Oh.
They're like, not my Watchmen.
Should I read the comics before?
Yeah,
I haven't started, but...
You could watch the movie, too, because the movie's so close, but the comic's better.
Well, isn't the comics a continuation of the movie?
No.
Oh.
No, the comic is the actual movie.
My mind's in a pretzel right now.
Hmm.
The Watchmen comic is about. Don't do that. You definitely need to read the comic or watch the movie to enjoy this.
Well, I've watched. Or
go on YouTube and type in.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay,
just go on YouTube and type in. What should I know before watching Watchmen?
No, but that's the best thing he did with that movie is that. Well, that's actually why I don't like it. He made it so much like the comic. It's almost verbatim. It's just obviously the comic's longer. You can only do so much in a movie. But the director's cut of Watchmen is like 4 hours.
Jeez. Snyder cut?
Yeah, the Snyder cut of Watchmen.
Wow.
And people love Watchmen.
Yeah, I like it too. I don't think it's one of my favorites, but it's comic is a really good one.
Yeah.
What else was there? The Witcher?
Yeah,
the Witcher trailer. Ooh, this trailer. This trailer was so... I like how in this trailer, they focused on Henry Cavill. That this is about him being a Witcher, being a monster bounty hunter, and they deal with the bigotry that he kind of faces in the books and in the game, that people kind of look down on these creatures because they are mutated, they're very magical, and they undergo this ritual to become Witchers, to become heightened with their senses, with their power. And the look of this trailer, the world, the action sequences, this is what really brought me in. I thought it looked a little cheap in the first trailer. This second trailer looked like an actual world that we can explore.
He looks like he's going to be great. Yeah. It looks like a great casting because we did find out how invested he is in The Witcher.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't seem like it was like a who's hot kind of casting. So I think he's going to do a great job.
He is hot.
Well, hot as in like, you know.
Hot in the streets?
Yeah, hot in the streets, his name.
Yeah, like this would have been Keanu Reeves if it was casted.
right now, yeah.
It would have been Keanu Reeves' Witcher.
Oh, man, yeah.
The fighting looks great,
I don't know much about it, but definitely intrigued. It's a good time to be a fan of TV. With Disney Plus coming out, you have this. Lord of the Rings on Amazon coming soon. You got some Game of Thrones prequels. So
I'm going to be broke. These streaming services make me
broke. You just said you don't pay for any of them.
I pay for all of them. He doesn't pay for them.
Oh, no.
I don't use any of yours.
You use my...
Hulu, but I can't get in it anymore. I think you changed the password.
Well, I didn't change anything. You're just saying that, so now I feel bad.
I swear to God. I was watching shows, now I can't watch it.
Sign back in.
I'll tell you what, his voice is just like the voice in the video game. It's pretty amazing.
It's a shame that he's not Superman anymore.
For some reason, everybody in The Witcher has an English accent except for the main character. It's just American. It's so weird.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I like that.
He's got a southern accent. It's like, well, that werewolf, that's going to cost you $350. Just spits into a barrel. Any more topics? That's it, right? That's the trailers?
Yeah, fan questions, right?
Yeah, fan questions. Well, do you want to do your stand-up before or after?
After.
Fan questions after? Okay, it looks like.
No, let's do before. I want to get it over with.
Yeah. No, I want to. We got to end on that moment.
No.
No, I'd say because we're usually wiped out by fan questions.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I'd say you, yeah. This way I can look through the fan questions.
Okay.
Hey, not paying attention then.
Here we go.
All right, can we get a drum roll for Teddy? No, I'll pay attention.
All right.
Hold on, I got to start the clock.
3 minutes, yeah.
It'll go past 3 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
No, don't go past your time. When the light goes on, you get off stage.
We need time for the headliner.
Well, I'm going to try not to.
We have Nash waiting in the hallway.
Yeah, come on.
All right. Now, up to the stage, Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy.
Woo! All right. So I want to talk about roughing, like, beating your kids. So
off to a hot start.
Okay.
Because growing up, I got beat. And I don't want to have to beat my kid because it does, like, nowadays it seems like really, really bad to beat your kids. Like, people from on the outside looking in look like it's, like, horrible. But meanwhile, like, if you're not hitting your kid that hard, you go, you know, a little slap. But
okay.
I want someone else to rough up my kid. Like, I kind of want my kid to get bullied a little bit so I don't have to do it, so we can teach him, you know, grow some thick skin.
Right.
I think my voice is enough to, hey! Like, you know, I think my voice is deep enough to, like, you know, to discipline him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say this because I'm not that big of a fighter either. And I don't want to, I want to have that sense of where you sense a bad vibe. You know, you get out of there.
Okay.
So instinct, second nature.
Yeah. So like why I'm saying, I want him to have a good second nature there. Like, I don't want him to instigate, too, you know, because getting beat up is not cool.
No,
I've gotten beat up multiple times.
Okay.
And I'm not, I never start fights. I'm always one that gets picked up because, you know, I'm bigger. When, if I get into a fight, my main move is just go and bear hug you. Like, I'll go in with, like, pinwheel hands. I'll take your shots, but if I grab you, you know, I'm bringing you down, and that's it.
Okay.
Now, the last time I got beat up was when we were at Lily's, and it was the last time I've been to Lily's too. One of our friends,
ooh, Lily's.
Yeah, one of our friends was dancing with this girl.
I like that place.
I've been there.
And you know the spot in Lily's where you can like sit in the booths, and there's like that bar across. Yep. So we're all sitting in the booths, and our friend got punched in the face. Mm-hmm. And now imagine being in a booth, and you got to shimmy out of the booth. Like, everyone's trying to get out, like you're trying to shimmy out.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It just looks horrible.
You were in the middle?
Yeah. Oh. It was a bad scene, you know. So our friend gets hit, and there's like a brouhaha happening right now. So by the time we get out of the booth, it's all broken up, and then we all get kicked out. Yeah. So we go outside, and one friend comes in late. He's like, yo, what happened, man? Like, those kids over there, you know, we're all separated. That kid over there knocked out our boy. So he goes over. He gets knocked out.
Oh, man.
So he's sleeping. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, now it's time for me to step in. You know, I don't want to do it either, because I'm not a fighter. So I went over there, and I shoved the kid, and then he started swinging. And, again, I don't fucking fight. So I ran up to him. I took, like, 4 shots in the head, and I grabbed him and brought him down, thinking the fight's going to be over. And then, you know, I got jumped in on. I got jumped, getting kicked in the face, you know, my eyes getting gouged.
Waiting for the punchline.
There is no punchline. It's going to be a long story. So this one kid that was watching. What are you laughing at? This is like a
funny just, story.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Aren't black people like the best hype men? So.
He started hyping you up?
Yeah. As I'm getting the shit kicked out of me, he's, you know, I get up finally because the bouncers broke it up. I go to my car to go home. You know, my face is fucking, you know, looking horrible.
I remember that.
And now this kid is like, yo, man, I saw that. You had him, bro. Yo, that was not you, man. You got jumped. I saw everything. Yo, you want to take me home? I'm like, yo, I don't know.
What you for a ride.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, I don't know what you're trying to do. Get out of my fucking car, man.
He tried to like, butter you up for a ride.
Yeah, home. My face is blown up, man. I just want to go home. I literally just told Elaine that I'm home. So Elaine thinks I'm home right now. And meanwhile, I just got into a fight. Because, you know, a half hour is a half hour. If I say I'm home at 12:30, yes. It's a lot different than 1.
Right, yeah.
So now I got to drive to Elaine's house. So I get to Elaine's house and knock on her door. And the look on her face... It was just, I felt horrible. I got blood dripping out of my face. I'm fucking swallowing blood. And then we go to the hospital. You know, I got to get surgery. Yeah, my eyes stitched up. But the whole moral of the story is that I don't want my kid. I don't want my kid to be a fighter. I want him to, you know, have good instincts.
So that's why you want to beat your kid?
I don't want to beat my kid. I want him to get beat up. So he doesn't go through all this, you know. Yeah, it's 4:45.
What was the joke?
No, comedy's not jokes, you know. You're just good story.
Comedy's not jokes.
Story. I'll tell you what. Premise-wise, 10 out of 10. I think you got a good overall idea.
I mean, the beginning. Yeah,
the beginning. You started off hot. Then you rambled.
Yeah.
Your timing's terrible.
Yeah.
I had to ramble,
but you had some.
I'm not a comedian.
No, that's the thing. If you set up certain ways to tell that story, that could have been... It was good. It was better than I expected. But the joke is the kid trying to butter you up for a ride home.
Yeah. The main joke I wanted to say was that black people are the best hype men.
Plot twist, that was Stu. I've seen that firsthand. Stu is the best hype man. I'll get distracted by Stu's ad-libs when you're doing something.
It's like if I'm playing basketball and he'll literally talk shit for the entire game for me. I'm like, yo, I don't want this. I don't want this fight right now.
This guy, pressure.
Like, I'm not that good. I hit a good shot, yeah. But it's like, yo, you're gonna guard him? What's going on? He's busting your ass right now, boy. You're gonna guard him, and then I get D'd up crazy, and you know, I don't need that.
It's like one time I was playing basketball and hit like the first three. I'm like, oh fuck. Everyone's like, oh, he's a shooter. I'm really not. Please don't play defense on me. Shoot, man. It's gonna be really tiring.
He's locked you up like Kyle Korver for the rest of the game. Don't give him space.
I'm gonna walk up and down the court.
Are you guys ready for fan questions here?
Yeah.
This question here from Crazy Crab at KNava_12, listener, big time fan of the show. Your own personal favorite Thanksgiving tradition?
Eating.
Yeah, corn and ketchup.
Corn and ketchup?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
You don't put ketchup on your corn?
No, I put butter on my corn.
Or corn, mashed potatoes and ketchup?
No.
I could dip gravy. A mashed potato in a ketchup.
I don't do gravy.
You don't like gravy on your
mashed... I do ketchup.
Well, you're a bad eater. You're surprisingly a picky eater. For somebody your size.
I'm not that picky.
You're annoying.
Yeah.
You're one of those like lettuce. I'll give you annoying.
Yeah, you say, I'll give you annoying. You're one of those, like, you make changes to your meal at McDonald's.
Yeah, all the time.
I can't stand those. Leave the pickles out. Just go home.
No, no, no.
If you don't like pickles, then you don't get fucking pickles.
How do you
on
not
it?
Like
you
lettuce? About?
Yeah, how do you not? It's such a great complimentary food.
I'll have lettuce like a chicken Caesar salad chopped.
Nice crunch.
Well, yeah, it's a salad. That's the whole thing of a salad is lettuce.
I cannot do it. If I have leaf lettuce, I can't do it. Mm. It won't happen.
I don't know. Thanksgiving, just eat, drink, and watch football all day. That's all I need.
That's why I can't sing on Elena's.
We came off as so privileged last year when we were talking about Thanksgiving. Aaron's like, oh, it's the best holiday. I do nothing. I just show up, and I drink and eat. And all the comments were like, oh, you do nothing? I have to cook for my family.
Well, yeah, how old are you? 25?
You don't bring a dish?
How old is the commenter?
I would cook, but it's probably not going to be good. So
you're selling yourself short.
No, I know what I'm about.
This question here from Christian Uhlenberg. Out of all the streaming services coming out within the next few months, what are the top three that you guys will be subscribed to?
Disney.
Well, we kind of discussed this. I'd say the three essential that you need: Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime. I'd say stick with the classics.
You're not putting Disney in there?
Disney.
I'll go to your house for The Mandalorian. What do I need from Disney? I've seen every Disney movie ever.
All the series.
Now you have it on tap.
Yeah, I don't want it on tap. I'll keep it in the bottle.
Are we getting like The Lion King,
on tap,
Pocahontas, all those?
Yeah, it is. What?
Are we getting like The Lion King, Pocahontas?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all going to Disney Plus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
You going to watch Pocahontas now?
Well, not, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, let's have a Pocahontas
that's the thing. I don't,
toaster.
Gargoyles.
I'm not going to watch any of these things, but I like the idea of
the fact that you can.
Being able to watch all these.
That's why I subscribe.
It's like the gym membership.
I watch two shows on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, right.
I watch Jack Ryan and Heroes.
Somebody made the point that Amazon Prime...
Oh, The Boys, not Heroes. I'm an idiot.
You're basically paying them to give them more money. It's like, here, pay for free shipping so you could buy more shit from us than you normally wouldn't.
Then you get cool channels.
Yeah, right.
Or shows.
Well, you like that. You like your channels.
I got more jokes.
This question here from Zoe at Zoe Alicet. If Nerdsuit were in office, who would be president, VP, attorney general, secretary of state? Well, I would be president.
Yeah.
I think so. I'm just the natural leader of the group. I kind of position everybody.
Yeah. I want secretary of state.
But then it's my cabinet, right? Secretary, well, you have to deal with foreign powers.
That'd be good.
No.
What do you mean?
You'd be the most offensive secretary of state. You'd have so many social faux pas.
I get us bombed.
Yeah. You'd be like in Japan meeting with the prime minister. So you guys still have samurais?
I'll take like 10 of those.
I'll take 10 of those.
We'll bring them back over here.
Like when,
just give me a job where I can reap the benefits of
what
you do.
Well, the dude model UN and Parks and Rec. And Andy
VP.
Trades
the VP, obviously.
And he trades the whole army for like 10 lines.
Yeah.
Or 100 lines.
I'm your hype man.
Yeah, yeah. He's the moon, right, Andy?
No, April is.
Oh, April's the moon. Yeah, Teddy's VP, right? He said, give me a job that I can just reap the benefits of what you do. Joe Biden, just living off the Obama's legacy. Attorney General, I would say, that's probably you.
What's
you
that know? Entail?
You're the lawyer, you know? You handle the law.
Can I be like, can I have Teddy's job? That sounds better.
Who takes care of the missiles?
I'll do that.
The nukes
I'll take care of that.
Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, I'll
Well, that's really me. I get the final call. No, I'm not putting you in charge of the missiles. Though. You'll be VP. I'll let you run like the holiday parties and stuff like that. You can plan those. And then you run in 4 years. And then you become president. Look at you.
Wow, Ted. You really made it far in life.
And Marissa is Secretary of State because she can speak Spanish. So that's big now. Reach our Spanish-speaking audience.
Wish I spoke Spanish.
Well, that's why you're VP. This question here from Bailey at EVNS Sharpay. EVN Sharpay. What'd you guys do for Halloween? Dress up as anything cool?
Didn't do shit. That's something I want to talk about. Halloween sucks now. What happened?
Dude.
No, I see no kids.
It's miserable.
No one's going around.
I went trick-or-treating with my niece, and we went to like four houses. Everyone's blinded down. Doors are shut.
No decorations.
Cold society.
I gotta find a neighborhood. Yeah, it's just like depressing. Like, what's the point? I mean, I don't do shit for Halloween.
We've given up on Halloween.
It's the millennials, man.
What did I watch? I watched it twice. Hocus Pocus.
Say what you will about the boomers. They know how to do a Halloween.
They did a great Halloween.
Yeah.
It's the Zoomers that are ruining it.
Are we Zoomers?
Too busy on their iPads.
No, we're millennials. But the Zoomers are the new young ones.
My parents Zoomers?
Yeah, no, your parents are boomers.
What are we?
Who are the Zoomers?
We're millennials.
We're millennials. The Zoomers are the ones.
I blame us.
Marissa's a Zoomer.
Hmm. How old is Marissa?
22. Zoomers are 95.
I blame us. Usually. It's the millennials because we're the ones.
But the millennials aren't owning houses.
Yeah.
It's the boomers that are ruining Halloween.
Halloween was great when we were kids.
Yeah,
our time is
boomers.
Over.
Yeah, so that's not boomers.
No. It's what's the
boomers are ruining Halloween.
The generation between the boomers and us is generation, what's that, Generation X?
No, millennials go up to like 30-something.
No, no, but that boomers aren't 40.
The boomers are the ones that are owning the houses.
You're forgetting and they're
not an doing
entire
anything
generation.
For Halloween. What aren't you getting?
Whoever they are, they should, they're ruining.
That's Generation
it.
X.
So our parents.
Our parents are ruining Halloween, yes.
No, but when I was a kid, Halloween was awesome. In between.
Yeah, those were the boomers.
Let's think about
but
this.
But there's the adults now are not boomers.
It's
boomers
the
40-year-olds. Yeah, that's 40-year-olds
Generation
X, I'm pretty sure.
Bastards. Where did they get off?
Maybe it's us.
Well, as for what
I
we
think
did.
We're, I blame us.
I actually went to New Orleans the weekend of Halloween. First of all, New Orleans, you guys would love it. It's fucking nuts. Yeah. That is a nutty-ass city. It's just party 24/7. Like, you could get a beer and just walk out. Just walk around with your fucking beer.
Really?
That stunned me. My cousin described it as New Orleans has a biological smell, whereas Manhattan has an industrial smell.
Okay.
You get into New Orleans, that smell hits you. So that was fun, you know, people walking around naked in their costumes.
I didn't dress up or do anything for Halloween, so.
Yeah, I sat home and watched Hocus Pocus twice and fell asleep.
This question here from Nawaf, at Darth Nawaf. Who would you cast as Alfred in the Batman movie? Would Charles dance as Alfred work? There was that rumor.
Who played Alfred last in the Nolan? Can we get him again?
Michael Caine.
Just
bring him back.
I almost said Michael Scott.
Michael Caine is my favorite Alfred. Jeremy Irons was good. Charles Dance. Colin Firth, maybe, I think would make a good Alfred. I think he'd go young with Robert Pattinson. Not too young, but like a late 50s, early 60s Alfred.
Yeah. Maybe like, I don't know. I feel like any old British guy can get the job done.
So, just casting all of them in a box, huh?
Well, that's
all,
what Alfred
old
is.
Old white British people are the same to you.
If you old and white and British, you're Alfred. You white, you Ben Affleck.
What's that from?
Role Models. Good movie. Let's review it.
This question here from Logan Thompson. What are your favorite movies to watch as an upcoming season or holiday is coming up? I guess for Thanksgiving, Christmas, holiday time. Do you guys like Christmas movies? I like Elf.
Literally, I'm obsessed with Christmas movies.
Yeah? What's your go-to?
Fred Flintstone Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
And How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
But which one? The animated
one?
Hey,
guys. You know what my favorite Christmas movie is?
Don't say it. Okay. I knew you were going to say it. Die Hard?
No.
Oh.
Elf is a classic, too.
I wasn't going to say Die Hard.
Yeah, of course you were.
It's so annoying.
Iron Man 3.
I'll put it on. I like who's the elf that wants to be a dentist?
Who's the elf that wants to be a dentist?
Yeah. What movie is that? Is that Rudolph?
Rudolph.
No,
right?
What is it?
It's a snowman wants to be the dentist.
No, the
elf.
One of his buddies. What are you doing?
You can't be a dentist. You're an elf.
You're an elf, idiot.
It's like, oh, well.
Just go make some toys.
Jack Frost is a good one.
Doofus. Polar Express. I like the Polar Express.
I hate Polar Express. Elena is obsessed with it. I hate it.
It's like a nice hot chocolate movie, you know? Throw it on. It feels like Christmas. It's snowing.
Tom Hanks
is dancing and yelling. Yes. And the train's moving. The animation looks good and weird still. You know what I watch every Christmas? The Phantom Menace. I don't know why.
I can see that.
It's just cheery, that movie.
Is it?
Yeah, little Annie. You know, that's how I am Christmas morning. Yippee! When I wake up, get my presents. Christmas sucks as an adult.
It really fucking does.
This is a funny question here from T at Sansa's Dove. Which Game of Thrones character do you think is most at risk of accidentally joining a pyramid scheme?
Sam.
Sam?
Yeah.
I could agree with Sam.
No, Sam's too smart.
I feel like the Maesters are.
Jorah?
They're doing pretty much a pyramid scheme.
Jorah's
running
smart.
Over there.
Ned. Ned kind of got caught up in a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Littlefinger and.
Period of life.
Yeah. This guy was on the throne.
He did. Yeah, he was sitting on
he
that
was on
throne.
The throne.
Ned sat on the throne longer than Daenerys did. I can see Stannis getting involved. He's another one. You know, Melisandre's kind of selling a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gullible characters in Game of Thrones.
The whole thing is a pyramid scheme, really. I don't really know what a pyramid scheme is, too. So I'm kind of just naming people here. I know it's not good, but
no, that means you're an idiot.
I get that part.
It's like you get me to sell your stuff, to sell what I'm selling, then you get the money from me.
I'd say, give me $100.
Seems pretty good.
I'm going to invest, and then I just spend that money. And then I say to Teddy, give me $150.
Like,
and then I give you your 100 back, but now I have 50. But then I owe him 150. So then I say to Nash, give me 200.
So it sounds like a good deal for me on the top. What I'm getting from this is you want to be on the top.
You want to be the guy scheming.
Okay.
Yeah. But eventually that shit is going to Bernie Madoff. That's what he was doing.
He made some money.
Yeah.
He was worth like $30 billion.
Screwed the Mets over. That's pretty cool.
Did he flee? Is he dead? Is he in jail?
No, he's in jail.
Yeah.
He fleed to the jail.
You didn't go too far?
No. Yeah, no, he got locked up. It's been like 11 years.
You know what? I never understood how the Wolf of Wall Street, what's his name?
Jordan Belfort?
Yeah. I don't. If he convinces someone to give him money to invest, how is that his fault? If the person's stupid enough to invest in it.
Well, he was trying to get people to invest in companies that he owned. He was deliberately trying to shoot up the prices for, like, Steve Madden was the big one. You know, Wolf of Wall Street, when Steve Madden goes public?
Yeah.
They owned a bunch of those Steve Madden shares, but then they were telling other just normal people to buy into the share to raise the price, and then they dumped their stock, and then the shares went down. So they were, that's basically like insider trading.
You can't do that.
You're manipulating the prices of stocks.
Okay.
They were doing a bunch of illegal shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, coke.
But that's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely doing coke.
No, but I think about that all the time when they talk about the housing crisis. You know, obviously you have to hold these people responsible, but at the end of the day, people were gullible enough to buy into these. Oh, yeah, I can afford another house. No, you can't. Yeah. Stupid. Just because somebody told you could.
I wish we were fucking alive there in those days. Or like
to
adults.
To make money off of it? Yeah.
No, not to make money off of. Just you can get a loan for anything.
Like, I know. Now it's.
Yeah, I have three houses.
It's like airplane.
I only live in one room.
Right, yeah. It's ridiculous. All right, this question here from Allison Tatera at Awkwardly Alley. Who do you think, if anyone, should replace Renner as Hawkeye in the MCU? Matthew McConaughey. Just kidding.
I say you just. If he's not doing it, I think he just did Hawkeye.
I like the guy from Supernatural, right? That's some people had that, the fan art.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. I feel he looks like him, too.
Yeah. Do you need him or you don't? I feel Dean? Like you need it to transition into... I mean, he has his own fucking series, Hawkeye. It's going to...
Well, they've kind of... We haven't heard much about that until the report came out. Then it kind of just went silent.
But it sounds like that series is going to be used to transition to Kate Bishop. So I feel like you need that storyline where Hawkeye is kind of teaching her the ropes.
Man, it's funny how quick they fired James Gunn, but for this, it's like one of your most known and visible actors threatens to kill his wife and kill himself and haven't heard a peep. Haven't heard a peep from Disney. But well, if James Gunn makes controversial jokes 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Even Scarlett Johansson to an extent. I mean, what she was like supporting like Woody Allen and all the things she said and all the hot water. They're like,
you have one person making jokes about pedophilia, the other person supporting it. And that Disney.
Don't put our name on Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah. That's seeing that Simpsons ad for Disney Plus was so disheartening.
Because
the Simpsons makes that famous joke in the Simpsons movie when Bra puts on the bra. When Bart puts on the bra and he looks like Mickey Mouse, he's like, look, I'm the mascot for an evil corporation. And then they all dressed up as Marvel characters and Disney characters to promote Disney Plus, and Bart is dressed as Mickey. And he's like, I'm not putting on the ears. And Homer's like, I don't care. He's like, you better put that on. They're paying us for this. Yo, it's just like, ugh.
South Park had the funniest shit with Jonas Brothers and the Chastity Rings with Mickey Mouse.
Is this a new episode?
I think it was new.
No, that was old.
Is it old?
Oh, yeah, that's an old classic.
I just seen it.
They've been great this year so far.
No, I was fucking crying, dude, because the Jonas Brothers want to stop wearing the Chastity Rings. And then, like,
Purity Rings?
Isn't it Chastity Rings?
I think a chastity is what you put on your...
It's a belt.
Yeah.
They say you don't do it. Same thing.
It's the abstinence, right?
But it's like the agent like calls up the manager, the big boss, which is Mickey, and he comes in, so you don't want to wear your chastity rings, huh? You know, he turns evil and he starts freaking out.
Right.
It's so fucking funny.
All right, guys. Well, let's wrap it up. We've basically hit on all the stories. Got some good fan questions here. For
great stand-up comedy, too.
Aaron. Yeah, it was okay.
Disappointing.
If you worked on your timing, that's what you should have did it in the mirror.
I was nervous, man. I'm not a fucking comedian.
But it wasn't stand-up comedy. Stutter. He was just telling a story.
That's comedy, man. You tell a funny story about yourself.
But there's supposed to be a punchline. That's just
there's no punchline.
You had a couple punchlines.
Not really.